Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. I love the Lord our God. He loves us so much. And He speaks to us out of love from the heart. He has so much love for us all. The Lord our God has been misunderstood for years. A lot of things about Him, people, they're cautious. This is why. When man is born in sin and shaped in iniquity, sin is a lying alternative. And that's what happened to Adam. He went for a lying alternative. And sin, the wages of sin is death. And the perfect definition for death is rejection of life. Now God is life, and everything about God is life. Everything that lives grows. Everything that lives develops and grows. Everything that God made started out as a seed. A flower, fruit trees, everything that's alive grows from a seed. Even chickens and eggs, the egg was fertilized by seed. So we are made in His image, and we are made to operate no different than he does. Salvation starts in seed form. Everything that lives starts in seed form. Now death, the way of the world system, rejects life. Sin is the lying alternative. So people receive sin thinking it's going to be all right. And it's not. It's going to end in death. And death rejects life. Not just the dying of the body, but the dying of the spirit. The Lord said, "In the day that you eat of this tree," speaking of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, talking to Adam, He said, "The day you eat of this tree, you shall surely die." From that day, he began to run from God and shun God. When God came and talked in the cool of the day, he ran. He tried to hide. The glory of God was not on him. He knew something was wrong. He knew what he had done. When people are wrong, they already know it. When the light comes around, their darkness is exposed. And that's why people of the world, they don't like the light to come around. They don't want people that's true to be around them. They get nervous. They want to leave. But everybody's not that way. Some people are attracted to the light. And some people are attracted to the light, and they have no clue that they love the light of God's word, because they never heard it enough. But whenever people hear God's word, something happens. Everyone, this is something that people that love God and people that don't have in common, they can tell, they can sense that it's true. They know the difference between right and wrong, good and evil. Now, little children, they have to grow before they can judge good and evil. But everybody know what's good, and everybody know what's evil. And as we mature, God requires us, once we come to a point of understanding, we understand what sin is, and we can judge that it's wrong. He requires us to do something about the problem that we have. Jesus Christ is the solution. Believing on Jesus Christ is our only hope. There is no other hope. There is no other religion that will work. There is no other thought of man that will work. The only way that you can get out of this world alive in God's presence is through Jesus Christ. And every other alternative is wrong. It is death. It is a weapon. It starts in deception in most cases and ends in rebellion. Even when you learn better, you don't want to do better when you're in rebellion. Now, Adam ran from the voice of the Lord. Everything that is of God grows from glory to glory. Darkness always tries to hide. It's a characteristic of sin to hide from the light. Sin does not want to be exposed. People who love this world, when they do things, they don't want to get caught. They want to do what they do in darkness. If it's wrong, they want to steadily look good whether it's wrong or not. But everything of God grows from glory to glory. Now, with that in mind, that's the way of life. Those who love to live, those who love God's version of life, the way of life, true life, they grow and they endeavor. They never stop growing. They always grow. They learn, they seek, they find. And when you're born in darkness, you can be used to what's wrong. But once you see what's the light of God's word, you want more of it. Now, I've noticed many different types of people all over the world. Well, in my area, anyway. I know I've had more dealings with American people. And when I'm speaking to a crowd, some people seem more receptive than others. Some people don't seem receptive, but they sit up straight. They pay attention when they hear certain things, and they have an expression that they want more of it. Some people desire to leave, or they look like they want to leave. They don't want to hear anymore because they don't want to be held responsible for knowing better. When you learn to read people, it's weird. Now, I'm not perfect at it, and I don't claim to be, because the Lord taught me that some people will look like they're receiving and they're not. Some people look like they're not receiving and they really are, and vice versa, in both ways. So I pay more attention to what God wants me to say. But people who love this world, they get offended. People who decided not to change their path, they get offended. People who want more, they are hungry. They respond. You can tell that they're responding to the light. And the Lord knows this. He sees everything. They have a passion for what's right. And they may be in the dark, they may not be saved yet, but they desire more of what they're hearing. And people are in all forms of condition, all sorts of conditions. Some are weak, some are strong, some are more self-willed, some are used to their ways. But I've seen hunger in people when they hear the word, concept that they never thought about. It's like they perk up, they want more. And the Lord knows this. He knows who's who. And the seed of God's word, if it gets in their heart, it will grow and develop faith in them. The enemy tried to get you to love the world so that the world, so he can choke the word and it won't benefit you. Or it won't benefit God. But if we grow strong in the Lord, God can use us mightily. But if we hold fast to the things of this world, our lives won't get better like it should. The process of development is in faith. As long as we love God and are in faith, we will grow from glory to glory at our pace. Unless the Lord do a miracle, we will grow from glory to glory at our pace until Christ returns. And some people will do mighty works. Some people will just grow, and they'll do a steady work. But they won't go back to the world. At least they'll be going forward in life. And they will inspire people. Some will inspire people on a small scale, and some will inspire people on a larger scale. But being on fire for God is loving God. And they that love God will get to know God, and they that know their God will do exploits, and they'll stand when others fall. They will live when others die. They'll recover when others give up. So as we follow God, we're following simultaneously a healing process, and His word grow in us and help us develop. And we get to where we can stand on our feet. And we get to where we can run and not be weary, walk and not faint. We can endeavor, we can go forward. No matter what the enemy does, we'll overcome it. If we get knocked down in life, we can come back stronger and more powerful, wiser, and full of knowledge. This is the power of following God. But it's always love-based. We have to look at Him. We have to regard the Lord. We have to follow His route. Now, some things will seem good to me that's not good. Some things will seem all right and it's not. But when the Holy Spirit is guiding me, He can expose to me the true facts so that I can live and endeavor correctly. The Lord loves us. As we follow His lead, we grow. Everything of God grows and develops. And every oak tree started off as an acorn. And every acorn grows, has the potential to grow to be a tree that can be a tremendous blessing to mankind. And everything that God makes is the same way. It has the potential to be great. We all share the responsibility to live and enjoy life and endeavor to do better and better and go forward, not backwards. As we seek the Lord and His wisdom, we can grow from glory to glory, and we can become greater than the way we started. We can live and not die. We can go forward in Him. It's not hard, because God's wisdom is for us, not against us. Every way we look at it, the Word of God will help us develop correctly. We can go forward. We can do it God's way. We can seek Him. We can understand. We can build our lives. We can go forward in the living ways of the Lord. Every way we go, everything we do, every contact we make, as we go forward in the Lord, there's nothing we can't do. There's nothing we can't handle. Everything we do, everything we, as we go forward, we live. We learn to trust. We learn to obey God. We learn to go forward in Him. But the ways of the world won't work. As we lack understanding, it doesn't matter. We can go forward. If we'll go forward, we can learn what we need to know. But continually lacking knowledge works against us, because we may not take the next step. Every step that God provides, every guidance, everything He says will take us forward in Him. And from there, we can do all things. Nothing will be impossible to those who believe. In order to get to where God has taken us and be very effective and finish our course, we have to trust Him on some things. We can't be cowardly. We got to be courageous. But we grow in that area. Everything that, every element of life that we need, the Holy Spirit will help us fulfill it. He will bless us according to His perfect wisdom of truth. He will help us see. He will help us endeavor. He will help us go forward. And though we make mistakes, He will help us anyway. He will forgive us our sins. and help us to continue in His path. Now, in the last broadcast, I talked about how the Holy Spirit will train us. Now, that's a necessary thing, because if we're trained properly, we will respond properly to situations and not falter. But if we follow our own path, what looks good to us, what seems all right to us, it will not work right. It won't go forward. We won't be able to do the things of God. We won't be able to seek Him out. But as we go forward in the Lord, there's nothing we cannot do. All things will be impossible to those who believe. Everything. So it's necessary for us to receive life and develop in life, in every way of life, going forward. In that condition, you learn and learn and learn and grow and grow and grow. And the things that used to be, though they'll be in your past, you will see it for what it is. When people are looking at something, they're focused on the ways of this world and how it operates, and that's all they know. As they live following God, they're going to be introduced to better concepts, better truth, greater ways of doing the same thing, making the right adjustments, and it'll make all the difference in the world. The difference between great success and small success is the small things you do every day. And the Lord taught me that. If you make a few adjustments in what you do daily, it will make the difference. And you will be able to do what you normally could not do, or things that you used to struggle with, you'll be able to master it. But the ways of God work. And as you take Him at His word, you will see greater progress. And the Lord will help you do the things that's necessary. No man can know the elements that he needs of himself. You can't learn in the world. Men can't tell you these things. Now, every generation learns something, and they try to pass it on to the next generation, and most of it is great. Some of it is not true. But what you need for the generation you're in, if you allow the Lord to train you, He will help you understand, and you will be able to make better judgments. You will be enabled to do things that others could not do. And the wiles of the devil it'll be easy for you to stop the progress of Satan in your life. And when the enemy try to slander God in your eyes, you'll be able to counter it with the living word of God. You'll be able to destroy his works of darkness, and you'll be able to see better progress. And the Lord will prepare you for the people that you're going to minister to. He will help you be a blessing to people that will need you. He will train you just for people, the people He send you to. He'll prepare you. Now, I don't say these things lightly, but when you get there, when you start doing the work that God has given, and God is more than our relationship with the Lord is much more than what we do for Him, ministry wise. He cares of everything. He thinks of everything, every part of our life. And He will start a living, healing process in every part of our lives. Every next step that we need is required in order for God to do what He's going to do in our lives. The only way we can know what to do is if the Lord train us and prepare us for it. The Word of God plainly teaches that it's not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. And this is what God said. He knows the people. And what have happened is people try to organize the plan of God. Organizations tell people how to minister God's word. And man, it's impossible for man to reach man perfectly. We were born in iniquity. We were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And the enemy, he's an illusion artist. He uses lies and illusion to keep men interested in sin. They already have a sin nature. The Lord is already ahead of the curve. He knows what's around the corner. And those that love Him, who are sincere and love Him by faith and take Him at His word. Everybody who operates by faith, that's the highest form of sincerity. They're acting on the love they have for God, and they take Him at His word. They believe Him. As they draw near to the Lord, they learn principles from the Holy Spirit that make the difference. And then the Holy Spirit will guide them. And because they believe God anyway, they're looking to the Lord. Jesus said, if your eye be single, you're looking at the Lord and not to the world. Your whole body will be full of light because you're looking to the Lord. And the Lord is answering your questions, helping you understand things on a greater level. And you see things in sin and you know it. And then you ask the Lord, how do I overcome this? How do I deal with this? How do I help others with this same problem? And He'll give you the wisdom you need. All the things that he provides you with, everything He gives you, you're able to grow from glory to glory. And then the world is outclassed. You outclass the world. But if you do it according to man, it's not going to work. Because it'll be a blend of the way of worldly ways and God's word. When people are lukewarm, they're not growing, they're not developing. The only way you can develop according to the ways I've been talking about and teaching about on these broadcasts is seeking the Lord and obeying Him. The Lord will cause you to learn concepts that you can't learn any other way except you believe Him, take Him at His word, and do them. When you do what He say do, you're going to learn something. You're going to see things in His word that you never saw before, and it's foundational. It's not a deviation of Scripture. Now, cold religion has presented God so wrong for so long that people won't endure sound doctrine. Many people will not endure sound doctrine. They'll begin and stop. When they get to a certain point, they act just like the crowd who tried to make Jesus into a king. Because Jesus did a miracle and they wanted to make Him their king on their terms, not on God's terms. And that's always dangerous. Jesus is just like God. He is God. He's the Son of God. And He is God. Now, you've seen the Son, you've seen the Father. They're one. But He operates according to the will of the Father, and He operates by the guidance, the perfect guidance of the Holy Spirit. Even in Jesus' ministry, it was not by power nor by might, but by the Holy Spirit. Everything He did, everywhere He went, He did it according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit only. Now, as we go forward in life and endeavor to do the will of God, our lives will be strong too. And we will be able to do what we couldn't do before. That's why it's so important. The only way it's going to work, if your ministry will be fulfilled, the only way it'll be fulfilled is by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to mightily move in your life, in our lives, all who love Him and all who seek Him. He has so many wonderful things to show us. And He does it systematically, step by step, according to His wonderful wisdom. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.